Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 10 and verses 3 to 5. God's care for Judah. And that's the emphasis. It is God's care for his people. Zechariah 10 verses 3 to 5. My anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. Aye, but then he goes on. For the Lord Almighty will care for his flock, the house of Judah. He will punish the leaders because he cares for his flock, the house of Judah, and make them like a proud horse in battle. For Judah, from Judah will become the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler. Together they will be like mighty men trampling the muddy streets in battle. Because the Lord is with them, they will fight and overthrow the horsemen. God's care for Judah. Yes, he's going to judge the leaders. He is the Lord Almighty. But he's going to care and take care of his flock. So much so, the false leaders. Yes, they've misled the people. They've misguided the people. But God will bless his own people. It's no excuse for the leaders. They're coming under judgment. It's no excuse for the Israelites, the Jews. They had to go into punishment. But nevertheless, God will make them like a proud horse in battle, like a cornerstone, a tent peg, a battle bow. God will bring these people for blessing, victorious in battle. I'm reading verses 4 and 5. Why? Because the Lord will make them such, verse 3. Why? Because the Lord is with them, verse 5. I am with you, verse 5. Because the Lord is with them. This is the reason. You get the same thought in Psalm 106, verse 8 and verse 44. The word nevertheless comes there. Israel had played the pagan, and God judged them. They had gone away from God, but God judged them, and God judged them for it. But, and there's the but, they had come into judgment because of their sin, but nevertheless, Psalm 106, verse 8, Psalm 106, verse 44, nevertheless, the Lord will bless them. Now, is there any lesson for us in this? I don't know exactly what these blessings mean here. As I was reading just now, I thought of the Messiah, the ruler, the tent peg, the cornerstone. I was thinking of perhaps this is a prophecy of the Messiah. It may be something else. But whatever blessing it was for Judah, can we now apply this in the days of the New Covenant to our own times? Are we suffering, have the churches, the ecclesia, suffered down the centuries from false teachers? Well, look at the New Testament. There's plenty of evidence there. And God will judge these false leaders, these false teachers, these super apostles and so on. He did. 2 Corinthians, I'm thinking of. You can find it in many other places, Galatians and so on, in the New Testament. God will bring these false teachers to account. Of course, they're responsible. And God will continue to care for his elect. And of course, that's why he brings the false leaders to account. God's purpose is still to preserve his elect and bless his elect. He hasn't planned their salvation. He hasn't accomplished their salvation. He hasn't applied to them the salvation that Christ wrought for all to end in smoke. No, no, no. God will take care of his own. It doesn't remove the guilt and the responsibility of the sinners who have betrayed God. But there's a wonderful thought here. Despite all our wanderings, despite all our sins and failures, brother and sister, I'm not excusing them in myself or anybody else, but in spite of it all, God is determined to be gracious. His eternal purpose must be accomplished.